This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour here on the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all talking about olives in martinis and twists and things. Mm-hmm. I think we'll start the hour off with that.
Is it bad to say I want a martini?
Jen was perhaps talking whipping about up a while. The air.
Yeah. Time of the day, perhaps
it's a breakfast teeny.
Yeah.
Breakfast teeny, yes.
I always call it breakfast wine, you know, mm-hmm. So why not a breakfast teeny?
Right, very good. Well, when I jumped into the conversation, I heard them talking about tapas or something like that, and I thought they said topless. So I imagine that...
Typical man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Thank you very much. Typical entrepreneur. You know, there are a lot of people who listen to this program who are in business for themselves. Jennifer's in business for himself. In a sense, we all are in a way, but some people carry it to an extreme. I guess I'm an example of that. You like to have your own business because what you think is you're going to get more time, more money, more freedom. Take it from me. And Jennifer.
That's the funniest thing you've said all day.
No time, no money, and no freedom. That's what it is. Congratulations. But you're on your own. Yeah?
But you're living the dream, so congratulations.
Yes, right. Yes. Da-da-da-da-da-dun. We were talking, not that I'm loath often to refer to something we were talking about before, so I'll start this as a quick conversation, in fact. We were talking about the fellow on Jeopardy, no spoiler here. This week, he's gone. Kafui, kaplui, done, gone. So the woman who beat him was a librarian. Did you know that?
See that, and I was very excited about it.
Yeah. Mr. Bailey, who runs KQEN.
Love a librarian.
In Roseburg, Oregon, listens very carefully and intently
to
our program.
We have to get her out more. I know.
I'm just saying it for
but
your
when
benefit.
She does go out, Jen, she throws axes. So, I don't know.
Why
don't
oh, that's right. What happened in that deal? Who
we
won the axe throwing contest?
We have to plan a girls' trip or something.
Well, I have one hand now, so that's very exciting. So you'll know that I'm running the board with one hand.
Really? Congratulations.
No, it was very fun. It was not as crazy as you guys would expect. They basically just have two targets, and they teach you how to throw an axe with one hand and two hands, and then we played some games against each other. And I was
this
not
is a
as good as
a bachelorette party.
Yeah, well, one of my friends liked it so much, she's getting married next year. She wants to have a... bachelor versus bachelorette party with the men versus women.
Yeah.
So,
that's it.
Yeah. Very exciting.
Sounds very exciting. Anyway, I want to thank, we have all these listeners that listen very carefully. You think sometimes people aren't listening that carefully or they're busy doing other things. Well, as is noted here, when getting into something and talking about it, if we leave something out or make a mistake, it's nice to be caught. Because I don't want information to not be correct, but I do think a librarian, isn't it interesting, a librarian, is that the power of knowledge in the hands of the mind of the librarian? Do you think that's where that comes from? Is that why this person is a librarian? Because of the curiosity that one shows, and can you find out all you need to know in the library? Most people don't even go to libraries anymore. Which
Sarah's the only one I know who does.
Fascinating places. I remember a kid.
I think that, yeah, probably curiosity is probably one of the reasons why she's a librarian. But obviously there are tons of people on the show. James Holzhauer, who is the guy who'd been winning a ton, was not even close to a librarian. He had lots of knowledge. So, you know, you can find it other places.
About? He went to the Library of Vegas.
I know that's the library Jen likes to go to.
You know what I found? The first thing I ever found out in the library, I was doing a project. And I was probably in the third or fourth, fifth grade. We used to go to the library every Monday afternoon. The lady from the library would come over to school and walk us across the street and go to the library. And I remember... that I first learned, I had a horrible time with I before E. I've talked about that before with friends and neighbors and stuff. But I learned about homonyms and synonyms and antonyms and that sort of thing. Words like there. There are three theirs. T-H-E-I-R, T-H-E-R-E, and T-H-E-Y, apostrophe R-E. And what fascinating reality that is in terms of what the, you know, the language is all about. Our language is very difficult. You're all chuckling at me because I'm off on some toots today, but I find...
I just thought fascinating was an interesting choice. That's all.
What, for understanding the difference between there,
the
there, and there?
Yeah.
The three there's, as opposed to the three bears. All right, Jennifer, now that you've had your chuckle on, I guess because of me, you may proceed, please, with the lead story from your perspective this half hour.
Well, we need Kara to help us through this one because this guy, I don't know, you know, I try to find these stories that trend in certain areas of the country so that we can, you know, explore them nationally.
Yes.
And the Baltimore mayor has been trending. Did you hear about this suggestion that he made yesterday? The other day?
It was a woman. The woman
acting
resigned,
mayor,
right?
Yeah. The acting mayor. Yeah. Right. Okay. So... apparently, this teenager was killed, and there were four others who were injured in shootings in Baltimore over the weekend. So the mayor, who is the acting mayor, Bernard Jack Young is his name. People call, his friends call him Jack, suggested kind of an unconventional approach to preventing gun violence. He said that mediation is one option to settle disputes that might otherwise erupt into shootings that plague the city. Another alternative, he said... lace up some boxing gloves and slug it out. That was the suggestion from the mayor. He said, if they really want to settle things, we can have them down at the Civic Center, put a boxing ring up, let them go and box it out, and those kinds of things. He said, may the best man win and the beef should be over. Those are some of the kinds of things I'm thinking about and hoping that we can get people to put down their guns. The mayor, the mayor's state attorney, Marilyn Mosby, and the city councilman, Robert Stokes, joined hundreds of people in this Walk by Faith Ministries event, which was held this past Sunday, and they kicked off the Baltimore United Rally Against Gun Violence, sponsored by the city. They had recruitment tents and tables set up with churches and, you know, politicians out there, and, of course, different services that are offered. But in this prelude to the rally, the mayor made these words, and I started thinking about it. First, it seems ridiculous when you see the headline that the mayor suggests duking it out in a boxing match. But you have so many angry young people that think the only thing that they can do is pick up a weapon or go after each other in that way. Maybe the days of, like, the strongman competitions that that used to happen in southern towns all over the place. I remember my family used to go to these things where people could air out their grievances. Maybe this is a thing that we should be doing. Does that get out the aggression?
Maybe, but I think the mayor has...
I don't know. I think it's not a terrible idea.
I also think that if the mayor did other things, I don't know, maybe improve the school system so they all had heating and air conditioning, kids would stay in school, and then they would have, like, gym class where they could get some of that aggression out, and they could actually become educated, and then they could get jobs, and they wouldn't just be sitting at home doing nothing. So, I don't know. I think there are so many issues in Baltimore City that just adding a boxing ring to the convention center is maybe not the solution to all the problems.
Here's Martin Luther King Jr. when he visited Baltimore once said the following: we need leaders not in love with money but in love with justice, not in love with publicity but in love with humanity. On a visit to, I thought that was interesting. We need leaders, not.
I think it's still accurate today.
Yeah, it's very accurate today. As a matter of fact, I just posted. I posted this in my personal.
It's pretty good.
Facebook
I like
page.
It.
I'll send this to, we'll post it over on the facebook.com/DJV show page. Mark Twain said, politicians and diapers must be changed often and for the same reason. Excuse me. Okay.
So we say politicians and diapers or politicians in diapers?
Yeah.
No. Well, maybe a little of both. Politicians and diapers.
That applies to some, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. They're so old.
15 past the hour here on the DJV program. Welcome into another discussion of how to lose weight the safe way. There's lots of ways to lose weight, no question about it. You can go through the diets and you can have the operation, but when you're all done, What do you have? You have a body that's eager to ingest more of the same kind of food that gets you to where you were in the first place, right?
That's exactly right. With Calitrans, it is collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera, specially formulated to help rev up your metabolism through rebuilding lean muscle tissue. Not a quick fix for weight loss. This is not a drug. This is giving your body back what it needs so you can lose weight naturally. And I tell you what else right now, there's a huge sale on it. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free on this. So it is a perfect time to stock up and save.
Go to TopLoss.com for this special deal. That's the website for Calitrin. Check the box for DJV to get the special deal. TopLoss.com. Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, you got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, started to feel Joint Formula 14 working in about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, started to feel Joint Formula 14 working in about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is a reflection, if you will. Mount Holyoke was the first of the seven sister colleges to accept transgender women a couple of years ago. They have scrapped plans to update their official logo after students say a Venus sign in the new design might be seen as a slight toward transgender people. Feminine twist to the logo, which would have made Venus part of the letters H and C, appears to imply that no transgender or non-binary people ever attended this all-women's liberal arts school. Some of the alumni said that there is a problem with that. Is this going too far with this stuff?
You know, it's
this sticky, wicked stuff.
You know, it's interesting. My friend's aunt was the president of Mount Holyoke, and when she's the one who she had to campaign with the alumni board, and she's the one basically who cleared the way for transgender women to go to Mount Holyoke. So yeah. I know that she's no longer the president there. She moved on to another school, but this was a really big deal, and surprisingly, the alumni was very much for it. So I don't know who has an issue with the logo. Is it current students, or
yes,
is someone just being extra PC that's not technically transgender?
Well, I think that they're worried about how it looks if it's too all-encompassing. I would get that from the comments made here. The Venus symbol consists of a circle with a small cross below it, originated in late antiquity, an astrological symbol for the planet Venus, associated with the goddess Venus. And so is that too much feminine? I just wonder when I look at these things whether we've gone too far in trying to make things comfortable for everybody. 21 after the hour on the DJB program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Alicia Keys starts us off here on our music portion of this hour of the DJB program. In fact, Miley Cyrus, Alicia Keys, Chance the Rapper, and Camila Cabello are going to headline the iHeartRadio Music Festival set for Friday, September 20th. I wish they promoted me as much as I promote them. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking of a ban on all mentions of iHeart, except big in a cultural sense. This is set for Friday the 20th and Saturday the 21st in Las Vegas. Def Leppard, Hart, Mumford & Sons, Halsey, Tim McGraw, and the Zac Brown Band are also in the lineup. They always broadcast these things. Ryan hosts them, and they get on the following week or something, I think. They show up usually at CW or one of those networks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The stage in the daytime, this is a day and night thing, at the Las Vegas Festival Grounds will feature sets from Billie Eilish, Old Dominion, Maren Morris, Brett Young, and some others that have not yet been announced. Tickets on sale next week, the 14th at 1 Eastern Time, via the Access site. Tickets for the daytime stage available at Ticketmaster. Why wouldn't they have them all at the same place?
I don't know.
One?
Seems odd.
Yeah, it does. If you're a Capital One cardholder, you can access a special presale that runs from next Tuesday at 1 through Thursday at 1. So you got 24 hours. And so Ryan said this promises to be one-of-a-kind collaboration, surprise performances during the two-day run. Ryan is actually the biggest star they have on iHeartRadio stations. He does their countdown as a morning show in Los Angeles. The station's broadcasting the event as well, many of the iHeart stations. So, all right, so we just gave them all that free promotion and publicity. What are they doing for us, Victoria? Send them a memo.
Okay.
We want equal time on all of your stations. How about that? Fat chance. Okay, next. At 26 half the hour on the DJB program, Victoria, Kara, and Doug. Now the focus on voodoo arts and music experience. They've announced Guns N' Roses, Post Malone, and Beck as headliners for this year's edition. They'll be joined by Brandi Carlile, The National, Interpol, and more for this big event over the weekend of the 25th of October in Louisiana. It's Halloween weekend, in fact. Fans can check out sets from 65 bands at the City Park in New Orleans. They've become quite the host city for these kind of events, haven't they?
Oh, yeah.
Big weekend things.
I mean, to be there on Halloween weekend, especially, New Orleans is just one of my favorite towns, but to be there on Halloween must be really wild. So it's good timing to have the Voodoo Arts and Music Festival there for that weekend. That'll be really fun. And the food. The food is so good in New Orleans. Everywhere the food is amazing. So, yeah, this sounds like a lot of fun.
So it's 3 days, continuing to provide festival goers a unique on-site experience, they say in their promotional blurbs, including an interactive haunted house, immersive large-scale art installations, as well as the best culinary offerings. That's what their PR says, and you've just underscored that. 21st edition of the Voodoo Arts and Music Experience. Who's this? This the National?
This is Beck.
This is Beck. New Pollution. What's the New Pollution you sing?
I don't know. It's been a long time since I've listened to this full song, so I can't remember the lyrics.
New Pollution. I could sing that song. New.
You probably could.
Pollution. New Pollution.
Awesome.
Isn't it great? 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's deadline day for President Trump's final decision about whether to impose tariffs on Mexico if it doesn't stop the flow of immigrants towards the southern border of the United States. The president talking about it last night in an interview telling congressional Republicans they should be supporting his plan.
Republicans should love what I'm doing because I view tariffs in two phases. Number one, it's great to negotiate with because people don't want to be tariffed for coming into the United States. They don't want that.
U.S. and Mexican officials are continuing trade talks today. Yesterday, while still in Normandy to commemorate the 75th anniversary of D-Day, President Trump attacked House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Special Counsel Robert Mueller. In that same Fox News interview, he called Pelosi a disaster and Mueller a fool. This is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. And Victoria starts things off in this hour with a trending story. What is trending, Victoria, since you are our guru of all things now?
Well, Klaus Van Bulow is trending. That's the name that you might say. Yeah, I know, right? You might go, I think I know that name, but why do I know that name? Well, Klaus Van Bulow is the Danish-born British socialite, easy enough to say. He was convicted and then cleared of trying to kill his wife, who was the heiress, Sunny Van Bulow, in the 1980s. Now, the reason he's in the news is that he has passed away at the age of 92. And this was a major movie where Jeremy Irons played Klaus Van Bulow and actually won the Oscar for that. And that was a movie called Reversal of Fortune. Now, what happened was Klaus von Bülow and his wife, Martha, her nickname was Sonny von Bülow, they apparently did not have a great marriage, and so he injected her with insulin twice to trigger her hypoglycemia, which put her into a coma that she never recovered from. He was convicted in 1982 of attempted murder at a very high-profile trial in Newport, Rhode Island, and they literally live in one of, like, the Newport mansions, if you ever go on the historic tour up there. And so the conviction was overturned when he was acquitted after a second trial in 1985, and he had Alan Dershowitz was his lawyer, and he actually, Alan Dershowitz wrote the book Reversal of Fortune after having been his lawyer throughout the trial, and the scandal, of course, it split his family in two. His two children from his first marriage to an Austrian, or from her first marriage to an Austrian prince accused their stepfather of the attempted murder, but they did have a daughter together, and she ended up standing by her dad, so the family was pretty much splintered after that. And so it's he moved to Europe because the scrutiny in the U.S. was just too much for him to take. But it, basically, I think everyone kind of knew that he did it, and he was overturned. Alan Dershowitz, you know, brilliant lawyer, he got it overturned on lots of different technicalities, and basically the police mishandling evidence and things like that. So I think it's pretty obvious. I think everyone agreed that he definitely did it. And but you know, hey, having a good lawyer that helps you get away with a lot.
So how did he get her the insulin?
Well, apparently she needed insulin, and then he injected her twice with, I guess, I don't know if she had, if she was asleep when he did it, but apparently he gave her too much insulin, and that's how, that's what put her into a coma that she never came out of.
Wow. How?
I think her kids had to make the trip. If I remember hearing about this, I mean, not when it happened, obviously, but, like, I've seen the movie, and I think her kids had to make the decision to take her off of life support, I think. But, yeah, it was very, very scandalous.
I guess so. Jeez. All right. So now I know who Klaus van Wahoo? What's his name?
Von Bülow.
Von Bülow. Okay.
What happened to Klaus von Bülow? Did he come back?
He's dead.
He's
thatched.
He dead.
Yeah. So is Thad Cochran.
Oh, I know.
Remember him, the senator?
Sad.
81.
Yeah.
He was in Washington for 50 years, spent 6 years in the House, the rest of his career in the Senate, won the Senate seat in 1978. He was pretty reasonable, if I remember his legacy correctly. He was chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee and worked on $100 billion in funds as a result of what happened after Hurricane Katrina. Remember him? He was in the Navy. Oxford, Mississippi. 81, though, that doesn't seem like it's that old. Everything becomes relative when you're moving closer. And we're all moving closer. So what's the story this week, going back over what's happened at the border? We haven't spent a whole lot of time talking about the border much this week, maybe for obvious reasons. But I think there were a thousand or so migrants who were arrested this past week, and then that judge rejected the administration's move to start the construction of the wall, and then there's that $20 million that was raised by the GoFundMe page for private investment to just build a wall themselves. How do they go about getting easements and that sort of thing? Or has anybody thought it through?
They
just said,
it.
Okay,
it's already built.
They did?
It's already up. Yeah, that's that's the beauty of the private sector, is that they raised the money and the couple of miles of wall that they were in Mexico, in New Mexico.
In New Mexico.
Park, New Mexico, yes.
So they spent $20 million, and how much of a wall, how long's the wall that they built?
They've got a few miles of it built, and more than a few miles. They got stopped by the mayor, who said, wait a second, you can't do this all the way. So the mayor has put the kibosh on it, but they've already started a couple of miles of wall. They still have some money that they can use to continue, but they're in a battle now with the mayor of Selma Park.
Whose property is that they're building on?
Yeah, that's
what I'm curious about.
A lot of times it's government property. Sometimes that you have to deal with eminent domain if it belongs to people. But where this wall is, I can't imagine that a group of private citizens could go and just build through someone's backyard. It has to be government land.
All right. There's a good and a bad to this story. The boy from Georgia who got a lot of attention this week when the news media caught wind of a local Home Depot making a walker a do-it-yourself kind of, they built it themselves in their shop for a two-year-old who can't walk. There was, if you saw this or not, there was a really heartwarming story of this young boy. His name is Logan Moore, 2 years old. He can't walk on his own because he has something called hyponia. I think it's hypo, something like that, which actually affects your muscle tone, your stability. So the family was trying to figure out, because their insurance company, these bastards, man, the insurance company wouldn't give him a walker.
Oh.
So they had a, geez, this country when it comes to stuff like this, well, I mean, it's good, there's good and bad, as I said to the story. The outrage of the insurance company not giving him a walker, and then you see the pictures of him with the walker that the people at Home Depot made for him out of some PVC pipe. The store manager heard the story, and he had a couple of his guys make this, and they brought him into the store. They gave him an ice cream, and you can see pictures. He had a beautiful little face, cute little kid. You see him? But it was pretty clever what they put together. It didn't take him that much time to do it. Not much time, not much effort. But, boy, there's all kinds of tweets. This is awesome. And other things.
And you know what? PVC piping is so cheap.
Yeah.
Home Depot could really show up all the insurance companies and say, hey, look, we're just going to start making walkers for people. If you're elderly and your insurance company won't pay for it, come down to us, because it's going to cost them, a few dollars? But it's amazing PR. Serious.
We could make this in my shop on the farm.
Right.
Very easy. And then you go back to, why is it... I mean, sooner or later, I'm sure the insurance company, I don't see the name of the insurance. That's what I was looking for. I wanted to embarrass them on the air as much as possible, but I can't find the name. I just see pictures of this cute kid. He's really got a sweet little face. Such a cute little kid. So at least he's taken care of to a point. But, and then the life that he's going to have to live on a walker for most of his life, unless they find, hopefully they find a cure for this. But all right, so as I said, is good and bad to that. 44 after the hour here on the DJV program.
The Geek Out. Government cover-ups and UFOs has long been the stuff of entertainment lore. But recently, a former director of the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, a guy named Luis Elizondo, has been speaking publicly about what he knows. Now, he doesn't provide that long-awaited X-Files-like account of actual alien craft, but he does talk about how military pilots have reported sightings of UFOs performing at speeds and gravitational forces not thought possible. Now, many were explained, but others create the concern not that aliens have been here, but that human adversaries may have created, quote, a strategic game changer. If any of this interests you, the History Channel now has a new show about it, and we've linked to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Right now at Banana Republic Factory, save big with 50 to 70% off the entire store. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses and polos starting at $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program. I'm told Dr. Evan Anton is People Magazine's sexiest veterinarian in America. At least, Dr. Anton, that's what the ladies who are my partners on this program say, that you are the sexiest vet in America. How do you like wearing that mantle?
I mean, I'll take it. I take it as a compliment. I wasn't necessarily striving for that, but, you know.
No, nothing wrong with that. Yeah. We're not here to talk about your cover of People Magazine, but to how to basically take care of your dog's teeth. June 2nd to the 8th is Pet Appreciation Week. So Dr. Ann is here to discuss the importance of dental hygiene on your dog and what you can do, because dental hygiene for dogs and people is so important. And so as we're focusing on the dog's overall well-being, let's get some tips out there. I guess you start with regular dental checkups. How many people actually remember to ask the vet? Or is it today, Dr. Ann, that vets are saying to you when you come in, like I got a notice the other day, bring in my dog for an annual physical? Is it pretty much becoming standard fare for vets to check the dental health at a regular checkup?
Yeah, I would say it is, to be honest. I think that's the vet's job. And when, you know, when the pet owner just brings their dog in and the appointment just says checkup, that's the owner's doing their job, and it's the vet's to then go ahead and do their full physical exam, you know, look, listen, feel, and that definitely includes dental health. I mean, dental health is so common in so many of our pets, including dogs and cats and, you know, small animal, which is a big part of what I do. And so most vets are going to take the time to do that. They know that's part of their job and something they're going to want to look at for the benefit of the pets.
Now, I consider myself to be a very, very conscious pet owner. I have an English bulldog named Daisy May. I had an English bulldog before named Charlotte Ann. And I have prided myself. Charlotte Ann lived to be 15. That's pretty unheard of
for
a bulldog. Trying to figure out
very rare English bulldog.
Yeah. So, but I never brushed her teeth. I don't know that I thought about it, but I, you know, I'm happy to do it. I give them, there's these dental chews that are supposed to be good, and I pay close attention to their breath. But I think one of the tips here that I see is that you're recommending daily brushing of your dog's teeth. So what do we use to do that? Regular toothbrush, toothpaste, what?
Yeah, no, there are. You can use a relatively, you know, common human toothbrush. There's a lot of toothbrushes for pets, and so for pet owners, a lot of times I'll recommend they kind of start slow. And because so many pets don't like to have their brushed teeth, so I really can't brush Henry's teeth, and that's
really
my dog. And he's here with me right now, but he's not too mellow about it, and it would take some training to get him comfortable with it.
I'm sure that Daisy won't be mellow about it. What kind of a dog is Henry?
Henry is a Chihuahua mix, and so he's a little guy. And I'll tell you, in my experience, the smaller the breed, they tend to be less open to brushing and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there are other options, but the key is that you're doing that daily care. And brushing's great, and don't use human toothpaste for dogs. That's one thing I do want to make a note of. Use pet-friendly and dog-safe toothpaste.
What's the difference,
flavored,
Doctor?
Like peanut butter flavored. I mean, the human toothpaste, it can cause, you know, tummy aches in dogs. It's not going to really hurt them if they consume a small serving of it. But the dog-safe toothpaste, it's fine if they eat it. And they're often different flavors. So a lot of dogs actually don't really care for the minty, whatnot, toothpaste flavors. Whereas when you find them like a peanut butter-flavored toothpaste, you're like, okay, I can work with this.
So when you look at your dog's teeth or the gums, what are warning signs that maybe there's a problem? What are we looking for here?
Yeah, I mean, so if, you know, for those owners that do look at their dog's gums, that's great. And some of the things you look for are looking for gingivitis, and that's the redness of the gums. So you want the gums to be a nice uniform pink color. Some dogs have pigmented gums, and so their gums are like a dark gray or black, because that's just the normal pigment color of the gums. But it's a lot easier in dogs to have pink gums than most dogs do. And if you see redness around the borders of the teeth next to the gums or extending up in the gums, or you see the gums receding a little bit around the teeth, up around the roots of the teeth, or you see excessive tartar or calculus, you know, those are all signs. And then if your dog has excessively bad breath, you know, these are all signs that there's some degree of dental disease there. And, you know, going back to what we were talking about, that daily care is so important. It's just like if people didn't brush their teeth every day, you know, and in a week our teeth would be a disaster, let alone months or a year.
Awful. All right, website is purina.com/dentalife, purina.com/dentalife. Thanks to Dr. Evan Anton here on the DJV Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time with a review of the top five items from this past week in the world of technology, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan, whose voice is also attached to these items as well. So let's start with number five, Victoria.
Number five is all about the U.S. Postal Service. They have officially launched a pilot test program of autonomous mail delivery. They're going to be using self-driving trucks from a startup called Too Simple, and they're going to try out a 1,000-mile route between mail distribution centers in Phoenix and Dallas. And this will include 5 round trips over a period of 2 weeks. And each truck will have a safety engineer and a driver on board to monitor the truck's performance and the safety of it. And so federal regulations limit the number of consecutive hours that a truck driver can travel. So USPS is always, as we know, always trying to figure out how to save money, how to get out of the red, which I don't think is ever going to happen. But they think that having autonomous vehicles will actually help them save a lot of money in the long run. And so this is on top of the proposal that they recently made to deliver mail 5 days a week instead of 6. So we'll see. But good luck to them.
All right, I have a comment, but I'll keep it to myself. Number four this week is a focus on Lyft and an ancillary investment in another business that's somehow related.
Mm-hmm. Yep. In July of 2018, Lyft announced that it was buying a company called Motivate, and that's the largest bike share operator in the U.S. They own City Bike in New York City, especially. That's their premier property. So now, if you are in Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, Santa Monica, California, New York City, you can use the Lyft app to also book a City Bike. Or an e-scooter, where they're not e-scooters, the electronic scooters and bikes are not legal in New York City, but they are legal in a bunch of other places. And so now Lyft says that they will be expanding to 40,000 bikes around the country, which will make them the largest bike share system in the world. So good luck to Lyft. But Uber also has a similar thing. If you use the Uber app, you can also book a bike from their company called Jump. So there, once again, Uber and Lyft very much still neck and neck together.
Yep. Number three this week, a focus on Microsoft's Windows 10. This is something that was very important for me. Thank you, Victoria, for telling me this story. I had all the updates, and there were 10 or 12 of them that you needed to get. If you haven't had them yet, listen to Victoria and then do what she tells you to do.
Yeah, well, last week we talked about a huge breach and a vulnerability in Windows XP and Windows 7. And those two systems were no longer tech-supported by Microsoft. However, a lot of people still use them, and because they didn't like how the new Windows was looking. So now there's once the security warning went out from Windows or from Microsoft, they said, look, you've got to get off of the XP and Windows 7. You've got to update to Windows 10. This new update was issued this week, and so it has a new look to it. It has some other bells and whistles, but for security purposes, if you are a Windows user, definitely make sure that you are up to date, because it not only changes the font and the format and all that stuff, the pretty stuff, but it really does help secure your computer, because it was a very, very large vulnerability.
Number two, Comcast. Here's another reason not to like them.
Comcast freaked a lot of people out this week. They're reportedly working on a device that's similar to Amazon Echo and Google Home, but their version will closely monitor health and basically your personal day-to-day habits. And so it will have sensors and a focus on whether someone's making frequent trips to the bathroom. Yes, that's actually what they want to know about. And spending more time than usual in bed. And so essentially, Comcast is in discussions with hospitals about potentially using this device to ensure that patients don't end up back in the hospital after they've been discharged. Now, what's scary about this is that means your internet service provider, your doctor, and insurance companies would know exactly what you're doing all day, every day. They'll have unfiltered views into your vitals. A lot of people say this is a terrible thing to happen, and what they're probably going to do is offer lower insurance premiums if you agree to have this device in your house. I don't think that's worth the risk, personally, but I'm sure a lot of people will take them up on it because they'll be able to save on their premiums.
Good for them. All right, number one is a warning, kind of a, I don't know if it's a dire warning or not. You tell us.
Well, I think it is a very serious warning. Police across the country have come out with horrifying stories of robberies and killings linked to making online purchases. And just last week, a missing pregnant woman was found dead in a Chicago house after she met someone from a Facebook group, and she had agreed to buy some baby items from this person, and the guy ended up murdering her. So it's the warning comes kind of on the heels of that story, especially. If you are going to be buying and exchanging goods from either a Facebook group or or Craigslist, anything like that, police across the country are saying make sure you do it in a police lot, in a parking lot, or in a lobby, just to be extra safe.
All right, better to be safe than sorry, so they say. Good job, thank you, Victoria. 59 pounds.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.